Welcome back to yet another edition of the Off-Season Report, brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmelk, he's Paul Dottino. Part three of our special draft review, we focus on the late-round picks on day number three. And Paul, it started out with a bit of a surprise. The Giants trading their sixth-round pick to trade up in the fourth round to pick their second Syracuse player of the draft, Ryan Nassib, a quarterback, to perhaps be the long-term backup or a replacement for Eli Manning? Break this down for us. Why'd they pick a quarterback?
Well, let's just first say that when that pick was made, the entire press room was like totally flabbergasted. And the only thing I can say is this. I believe it, what Jerry Reese says, that the Giants had him graded as a second-round player.
So it's value.
There's value there, okay? I'm okay with that. I watched the video. He can definitely play. He's got all the tools. He's got the interception-to-touchdown ratio. He's got the good arm. He's got the leadership skills. He's got everything you would want in a pro prospect. Again, the question becomes now, do you think that he is a long-term prospect for the Giants, or perhaps does he show something even in the preseason that he becomes a trading chip down the road where teams seem to be falling all over themselves to acquire guys who may be a good fit for them?
It's just odd to see the Giants use a sixth-round pick, and they value their late-round picks to move up to pick a guy that Jerry Reese says about in his press conference, we hope he never has to play.
Well, you know what? Maybe there is that possibility that Tom Coughlin keeps three quarterbacks. You know what? One time he had Manning and Lorenzo.
Well,
and
I think it's
Wright.
Very likely that they keep three quarterbacks this year. Dave, I don't think Nassib's ready to step in and be a backup right away.
I can't imagine that he would be. But as Tom Coughlin told us, we're going to have to wait and sort it out when the time comes.
All right, let's go to the last three picks real quickly. First, you have Cooper Taylor, a big safety, 220 pounds, big kid. Could they move him to linebacker, or is he going to be a safety?
You know, think back to Deion Grant once again, because he's looking to be one of those hybrid guys. You know, I think all of us really were impressed with what Will Hill did last year. We kind of gave him that spot, but I think he might have some competition from this guy, because this guy's a little bit bigger. And boy, I tell you what, it's a great problem for the Giants to have two of these hybrid guys. There might be times, John, where in the dime, they could have both of them on the field.
And then finally, the Giants' final two picks, two developmental players, Eric Herman out of Ohio, and a lineman, a guard, and Michael Cox, a running back out of Massachusetts.
Well, Herman is one of these big, you know, kind of offensive lineman pluggers.
He's a mauler.
Yeah, he really is. He goes like 320 pounds. I watched some cut-ups on him, and the thing about him, he just uses his upper body to pancake people. He gets leverage, and then he just squashes people and pushes them out of the way. And I almost felt bad for some of the guys who I were watching. There was a game against Penn State, and he was just folding guys over. So his whole deal is going to be, can he deal with the quickness of the NFL game? He certainly has the physicality to deal with it. As far as Cox, transfer out of Michigan, didn't play much there, had an extra year of eligibility left because he graduated early, goes to UMass. Pretty good productivity, about 700 yards rushing. But you know what? At this point, he's the last pick on the Giants' board. I think he's kind of a long shot to make it, but he will at least try to compete for a job.
All right, before we say goodbye, Paul, two needs the Giants did not address in the draft, linebacker and cornerback. Two spots that a lot of people thought the Giants would attack at some point, linebacker especially.
Well, you know, John, while a lot of people thought that linebacker was a deep position in this draft, apparently the Giants didn't think the value was there because every time that they picked, they had other people at other positions higher on their board. So clearly they thought the crop of linebackers as a whole were lower on the board than others did. So then you can't blame them. You don't want them to reach for a guy just to reach, you know, because everybody wants them to pick a linebacker. The other thing I would say about this whole situation with the corners is that I kind of think that the corners are okay.
So do I. I don't think it was that big of a need, but a lot of other people thought it was.
And Tom Coughlin himself said we would like to have maybe addressed it because you can never have too many. Look, the Giants have had nine different cornerbacks hurt over the last two seasons. You know, they almost asked you to play.
Well, yes, that would have been bad
it
for everybody involved.
Very much so.
Paul, we appreciate the time. Thanks a lot.
You got it, John.
All right, that is part three of our draft review. Thank you for joining us. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. Enjoy your week right here on Giants.com.